Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 736. Today we hear from Melissa, who asks,
producing audiobooks is so expensive. Do you have any numbers on the time to recoup the investment? I know ACX has a shared royalty option, but I am not in favor of that idea.
Well, it's like publishing any book. It depends on the book and the marketing and the timing and. What I've found, though, is that since Findaway got their library distribution going, the recoup time for us is a lot shorter. We've had stuff that recouped itself in the first month, and we've had stuff that took 4 years and wasn't recouping at all, and then the library distribution opened up, and they started recouping, and we're going to be pretty much even or in profit on everything here pretty soon. We need to put out some more properties. It really depends. What the important question here is your time horizon. My time horizon, especially over the last couple of years, where I have been basically limping the publishing company because I've been having to deal with all this family stuff, has been my retirement. If it all earns itself out by the time I'm too tired to do this anymore, then I'll be in profit and it'll be good. As I start concentrating over the next year on the business more, as opposed to just scaring up enough client work to keep food on the table, then that time horizon will probably shorten to 5 to 7 years for a recoup time frame, depending on the project. What you need to decide on is what your recoup window looks like and what your risk tolerance is and all that kind of stuff. You're building a business, and building a business involves balancing risk with building long-term assets. And there's no right answer for every person. Each situation is different. Good luck in figuring it out, though. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.